Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Ora L'chol Vavsivim. We're learning the halachos of Birchas Areach. And we learned about the different brachas. We learned that the ikar has to be there. If you have an empty bottle that still has a fragrance from something that used to be in it, you don't make a bracha on that. You only make a bracha if the ikar is there. Emotziu, at the end of Sifches, like the last two lines, the last three lines of Sifches, and Simen Nun Ches. Chem chomokom sheish reach uru v'minim shonim, if he has different fragrances from different sources, you don't have to isolate each one and make its own bracha. But you make a barmine besamim. This is not like food. Food, you don't make a shakol on such a thing. You either go bus a rove, and you say it's a rove and a miut, ikar and tofel, or you take isolate each one and make its own bracha. Here, the bracha minei besamim was l'chatchila established for such a case. So you make a bar minei besamim when you have a bunch of fragrances together. Im hotziu ha-besamim min ha-rechemenu min ha-mayim, they took out the fragrant smelling things, they removed it from the water, let's say, min ha-shemenu min ha-mayim, yesh sofik im avarchin aleihem, kivin shalei nisha shamu ikar, because you don't have the original source of the fragrance, and therefore, al-kein ein l'hariach b'hem, whoa! Don't smell them. If I see if you make a bracha or not. I thought it was possible that you don't. Maybe that's the case. Whereas if you're talking about an empty bottle, you for sure don't have to make a bracha. But then you're talking about the water that has now absorbed, so to speak, the fragrance, the smell. They bring down here from the Mishnah Brura that if you don't want to be machmir and abstain from smelling it, so you should make bori minei besamim and smell it. But again, it's because it's oil or water, not the empty bottle of perfume or whatever. Okay, siftes. Hoyulafonav, he had the following things in front of him. Just like in food, there's a pecking order on which bracha you make first, which we learned in the last siman. So here there's a pecking order of fragrance. If you have the following items, priya meiriach, a fruit that smells good. Batsei besomim, the isvei besomim, umine besomim, let's say from an animal. Mavarcha kolecha brocha riolo. When they're separately, they're not mixed together, not like the case we had before, but they're separate, so you take each one and you make its own brocha. Umatnam levarch tchila lapri, that's the most choshev, the fragrant fruit that you eat also. That's first. Vacha kachala eitz. The more specific a bracha is, the more chashuv it is. The Mishnah Brura says, if you happen to like the fragrance of one more, the Mishnah Brura passes, that's the one that should come first. Food bracha goes before fragrance bracha. You have even a cup of water and you're thirsty, and you have a sweet smelling flower, you drink the water first. Make the bracha and drink the water first. Siv Yud. Mugmar. Now, you're burning incense. Now, normally you hold the thing in your hand and you make a bracha and you smell it. Sometimes you can't hold it in your hand. It would be very unadvisable. You bring incense. When do you make the bracha on? Mugmar, dainu shemesimim b'somim ala gecholim, you put b'somim on burning coals. Sheyala reach tov. Mevorchen olav, you make the bracha misheyala ha'osha, from when the smoke begins to rise. Kodim sheyagia lo reach, before he smells it. Because you want to make the bracha before you smell it. V'mabuchol b'chasanenin, you want to make a bracha before you have the pleasure. That's too soon. You want to make it like just before. So don't make it before the smoke rises. The bracha in proximity in terms of time, right next to, right close to the time when you'll have the Hanor.
Unless he has the Hanor, it's true.
What?
But if he has the Hanor already, it's going to make it rough.
If he's continuing to have the Hanor, not if he walked away and he... Imam Mugmer, whom an age of the incense was from a tree, Mubarachatzi b'samim, him shall esa visvei b'samim, him shall sharminim, v'arimine b'samim, v'davka b'shem agamer b'shul hareach. This is only if you're burning the incense in order for the fragrant smell. But if they do it to take away a smell, like in the bathroom, avomashim ma'ashnim b'shvil avatel hasirchon, to neutralize a bad odor, k'derech shenosim b'samim etzel ha'meisim, even though it's smelling nicely, it's smelling nicely, but the purpose is to chase away the bad smell.